This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Then let me just make my plea. Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. And don't commit any crimes. And that way, they'll stay safe and out of jail. And police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families. Okay? So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over. Okay? And then we'll all be okay.
In case you're wondering who that is the Houston mayor, the leftist Houston mayor, who's making a plea to criminals to just please stay home. Come on, y'all, stay home. Don't be giving out the Wuhan. Look, after the Chinese Wuhan virus thing is all over, then you can go back to normal. But until then, stay home. Don't commit any crimes. But when it's over, go ahead. Commit all the crimes you want. It'll be Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, right? All over again. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to it if you haven't discovered it. I'm glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So that's the way leftists handle problems, is they say, look, y'all, we got a crisis on our hands. We're begging you criminals to stop. Because we don't want to have to arrest you, then we have to let you go. Because it'll look bad, because we've got this virus that everybody's overblown and brought in by the Chinese. And we're trying to blame Trump. And we don't want to release you because it'll make us look bad. That's what's happening all over the country, in case you guys aren't aware of it. The catch and release due to Chinese Wuhan virus. They let some guy out. They've let rapists out because of this virus. People are less safe. I mean, forget the virus. They're saying, let's empty out the jails because we don't want these inmates getting sick with the possibility of suing us. So let's put them out there in the general population where they can wreak havoc on them and we'll just leave everything alone. That's how sick the Democrats are. I've asked you the question, but I'll ask you now. Do you trust the media more now or do you trust them less? Do you trust Democrats more now or do you trust them less? I'm trying to help you ease your mind when you're thinking about the upcoming election and all the things that could occur and everything that's going on. Two questions. Do you trust the media more or less? Do you trust the Democrats more or less? Now, I got another question for you. How do you think the president looks when compared to either of them? Do you think that Donald Trump looks more credible with respect to the media or less credible? Do you think that Donald Trump looks more credible with respect to Democrats or less credible? I told you, the Democrats do you a favor every single day when they lie about Trump, when they blow things out of proportion. And Donald Trump, thankfully, is a strategy guy. He knows the art of the deal. He understands that everything is a sale. Every time he comes on TV, he's either selling something or he's getting sold something. He's either able to sell you on it or you're able to sell him on it. And he says, I'm going to sell you on the idea that I'm confident. I know what I'm doing. We will get this in check. Things will go back to normal, blah, 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 blah. And that is exactly what's happening. And the Democrats can't help it. They can't do anything about it, and it vexes them to no end. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. What I'm explaining to you is that Donald Trump gains credibility daily. That's why his numbers are technically through the roof. 60% approval on what he's doing on Chinese Wuhan translates to closer to 70%. 49% approval of his job performance translates to close to 60%. You don't have to believe me. You can continue to ignore logic and reason and what you see around you, and you can buy into the other stuff. But if you're going to do that, stop listening to me. Don't be coming up here wasting my time. Democrats lied about the stimulus. They loaded it with things that Americans know have nothing to do with getting this economy back in running. That's one. I'm just giving you an example of something where people are going, wait a minute, why are we giving $25 million to the Rockefeller Center? And you go, well, maybe they're not plugged in enough. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't care. Oh, they know. They know because Donald Trump is out talking about it. He's got, I can tell you, who was it? It was like one of my cousins. I honestly don't remember who, but it was like one of my cousins. And I'm, you know, talking to him, and he's like, yeah, man, I don't understand why Democrats gave that money to the Rockefeller Center. And I remember thinking, you knew about this? You care about this? You knew about it. Democrats lie about the border. They told us, what are you talking about? We should have free, let people come in. It's no big deal. They lied about trade with China. Most of these people support China over the United States, folks, knowing that the Chinese brought in the Chinese Wuhan virus into this country and spread it around the world. They still want you to believe that China are the good guys. At Donald Trump, how dare he mess with our trading partner? You know, that's the way they view it. They don't look at it as, how dare China mess up our economy and not want to take responsibility for this? China should be paying the world back for what it's done so far. They give the world a lot of gifts. People don't realize the Chinese, oh boy, they gift you with a lot of stuff. Here's a couple things. This is an article I read a while back. And let me just give you some of the things that you've been gifted with. In 2008, China's largest provider of milk powder recalled 700 tons of baby formula after a child died and more than 50 others developed kidney problems. Melamine, a chemical used in the making of plastic, was found in the baby formula. It later emerged that an unscrupulous manufacturer had been adding it to food products to cheaply boost protein values. Two men were eventually sentenced to death for their role in the scam. This is the type of things that you get gifted from China. Things where they cut a few corners here and there. And as one of my friends said to me, he goes, man, we do all this to get a bunch of little plastic trinkets and, you know, get a few items a little cheaper here and there. There's no ingenuity that goes into China. If somebody really put thought into manufacturing, we could bring it back on shore. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. So all my point to this segment, folks, is Donald Trump is getting vindicated every single day. And the Democrats are not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats love their communists. That's why Bernie Sanders twice has almost become their candidate until somebody finally gets a little bit of sanity. The same is true with the Chinese Wuhan virus, folks. Democrats love their communists. They should be rallying around President Trump and how he's handling the Chinese and saying to these folks, look, you shouldn't be shipping over viruses. By the way, these people are stealing vials. Go look at some of the news of the number of Chinese spies that are working in academia that were caught at the airport transporting this in or out into the United States or out of the United States. That work for, that are members of the Chinese military, that are over here under false pretenses. Look, I get it. There's a clandestine operation going on for everybody, whether it's the Chinese, you know, special services or the CIA, etc. We're all looking for everybody's stuff. Here's the difference with America. We aren't, in my opinion, trying to, we're not stealing state secrets. We are the creators of the, intellectual property. China, other places, they're stealing it. We create it. We go over to make sure people are playing by the rules. So we have a spy network that says, are you trying to build nukes or are you not? Are you trying to weaponize some chemical or are you not? Because we are not trying to do that. I believe that in my heart of hearts. It is nefarious as our government can be and as crappy as these leftists run it can be. I don't think we're trying to do things like that. And I may be naive, but I don't believe it. But other countries are. Iran wants to build a nuclear weapon. So does and North Korea would wants to do things to keep itself in, you know, to a point where it can threaten the world. The United States has more nukes. We got more firepower to threaten the world, and we never threaten the world. We have scientists who could develop the worst pathogens known to man, and we don't do it. So we have a spy network that's to protect our interest. And if other countries did the same thing, I would say go for it. Israel needs a spy network because there are people trying to kill them, and they are very innovative as a people. You got to protect yourself. But there are countries that do nothing. All they do, their whole livelihood is stealing your stuff, your intellectual property. Because if I don't have to develop it and you've done it, I don't need to spend the billions, the millions and billions of dollars to do it. I can go right to the manufacturing. It'll be like you come up with some new product and you look around, there's a knockoff that's just like yours. And sadly, in the case of the United States, we're getting our regular product made and the knockoff is being made in the same factory, just at a less cost. Who would want to do something like that? That would be an idiotic way to go to market. But that's what we do. When we buy Chinese products, when we back the Chinese yuan, which is their money, when we, support these guys and act as if they're good players on the world stage, we encourage them. And what Donald Trump is doing is saying, I'm not going to do that. I understand I got to deal with them. I heard Colin Powell, I have no respect for the man, but I heard him say, so I've shaken the hands of some pretty bad people. Yeah, you do. You got to crack some eggs to make an omelet. I understand it. Donald Trump understands it, but you shouldn't get rolled over. And that's what's been happening to America. Just talked about this milk recall, 700 tons of baby formula, killed a kid. Would have killed others. Laced with plastic because they wanted to get the protein numbers up. Now, here's the good news about China. They kill the people that did it. They don't mess around. If we did stuff like that, we would have a lot fewer leftists dinking around with our stuff over here in America. But prior to that, that happened in 2008, in March of 2007, the FDA recalled more than 60 million cans of cat food and dog food after the death of 14 pets. And this product came from China. And, what else do I need to tell you? If you go to the origins of it, somebody cut a corner, probably sold them some donkey meat or who knows, some bat, and it kills some pets over here. I don't know if you've seen the videos where they show the fish in China swimming in sewage. They take these fish out, they sit them on the countertop. Look, I lived in China. I'm going to tell you, there were places where you just go, I'm not eating that. There were times they would go, Kevin, it's offensive to them if you don't eat that. I don't give a crap. Get offended. I'm not eating that. I know the origins of that. Because you go to the markets and you see, I'm just telling you, it's a whole different life. So you got to understand, they don't think the way we do. But anyway, these fish are in sewage. They take them out. They're covered with flies. Flies laying eggs in them. Then they get processed for market. Unless you want to eat again, don't do what I'm about to tell you. But you can video food coming from China, packaged, and you'll see worms in them, fluke worms, all kinds of stuff. Larvae, it's insane. They've given us poison dog and cat food. They've given us toxic candy, toxic toothpaste. They've given us radioactive drywall. You look this stuff up. You don't have to believe the Kevin Jackson that you're listening to right now, the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't believe me. Radioactive drywall. Counterfeit electronics, fentanyl, which should just, that in and of itself should be a reason that we have to really take note of, do we want our medicines coming from China, etc. Look, I'm not trying to be anti-China. I get it. There are things they make and things that they can make better than we make. In other words, you want to take some crappy manufacturing and say, make our low-end manufacturing over there. We'll keep your factories busy making shirts and ties and whatever else. We can have a good trade relationship, but there are certain things that need to be made in America, governed under the laws of Americans, you know, medicine being one of them. And one of the other things is you shouldn't be stealing our IP and making counterfeit stuff, whether it's counterfeit purses or counterfeit electronics. You need to go out and figure out how you're going to make your own products better. Poisoned medication. Chinese toys recalled, folks, in 2007, the same year that they did the recall of the dog and the cat food that killed 14 pets. Chinese made toys. You know what? Contained lead. Mattel took several of its Barbie and Polly Pocket products off the shelves because of concerns over toxic lead paint in 2007. It was a big deal back then. We've forgotten. It's over a decade ago. Oh, I don't remember. Your kids have grown up since then. So what? They have no cognitive abilities because their brains are dead from lead poisoning. They've Joe Biden'd. They had hazardous magnet parts that were in some toys. I could go on. This is our good relationship. I'm just telling you, this is what Donald Trump is in there to fix. Then they gave us SARS. Remember that? Late November of 2018, a Chinese biologist tried to sneak in something labeled antibodies in his luggage, told the agents that stopped him that a colleague in China had asked him to deliver the vials to a research institute. They found out it was MERS and SARS. Yeah, sneaking it into the United States. So, look, all I'm saying is, understand who we're dealing with. The Chinese are not our friends.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting a Walmart distribution center in Virginia.
Thank you for doing a great job. Keep the food on the table for the American people. You're making an incredible difference here.
Hosting a telephone news briefing at the Capitol, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is pushing for the next phase of stimulus legislation.
As we work to address the immediate health emergency, mitigate the economic impact, and lay the foundation for a strong recovery, We must take bold action to renew America's infrastructure.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says, time out.
Well, we need to make sure that Phase 3 actually works. We don't have any checks out yet.
Graham's biggest concern in Phase 3 is unemployment insurance getting to the right people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all as a country got dealt a bad hand by China.
Peter, that is just a waste of time to say that. I'm going to leave it there, Peter Navarro.
No, hang on.
We're just trying to get our hands around that. No, Peter Navarro,
why is that a waste of time to say that?
We're out of time, and that's just that's ridiculous.
Good to talk.
Peter Navarro,
come back anytime.
That was CNN cutting off Peter Navarro when he criticized China. There was another interview. I don't know if you guys saw this interview. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So, there was a lady, a Taiwanese lady, and she asked a question of, I forget who the guy was, but you may have seen this video. And she says, you know, I think it was a UN group or something, and she's asking the guy, you know, are you going to recognize Taiwan in this whole dealing with this Chinese Wuhan virus? And he pretended that he got cut off, and I mean, he followed the Chinese line to a T. It was, you have to see the video, and I didn't describe it very well, so I apologize. But, and I remember, I know you guys, my producer telling me they had gotten me the clip. I should have played it. I don't know. If you want to look for it, fine. But anyway, the point is this. You can see the orchestration of what's happening with China. It started when the reporters were first calling this the Chinese coronavirus or something along those lines. And they stopped. They suddenly stopped. And I'm not talking about, it wasn't stop and then another one stopped and then another one stopped and another one stopped. It was a coordinated stop. And what I've learned, and look, I'm going to tell you right now, I enjoyed being in China. I lived in Taiwan and covered the Far East for a little bit, for a year. I loved it. The people are wonderful. I could go on. I can sing accolades about the country itself, the different provinces, the beauty of it, the scope and the scale. And quite frankly, don't even care about the government. If people want that government, fine. I don't have a problem. There's no dog in the fight for me. I love America. And I respect whatever another country wants to do, good or bad, because it's the people who need to rise up. It isn't our responsibility. It's not my responsibility to go over there and talk about how bad things are for you. I'm going to go back to China, but, you know, I don't have it. When I'm talking to people, I don't go, your system stinks. I'd go, man, in America, we can do this. In America, we can do this. But you may not be able to do this in your country, but I don't care. You may not miss it. You don't know what you don't know. So I wouldn't go over there and bash them. Man, this communist stuff, blah, 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 blah. Don't care. But I'll tell you, I love my freedom, even though right now I don't have a lot of it because we're on lockdown in Arizona. You might be on lockdown in your state, too. But we, when all this China virus, by the way, that the Chinese have exported their ability to lock us down. That's what they've done with this Chinese Wuhan virus. So if that's something that, you know, but again, going back to when I'm back over there, I don't have anything negative to say about these folks. Oh, Kevin, you talk much. No, I talk smack in the sense of, look, I'm going to call it the way it is. You have a virus that you've been studying in your lab, and I'm going to get to one other quick thing, too, because there's a Korean show. It's on Netflix, and they talk about this weaponized version of the coronavirus. If you see this clip, did we play that clip? Did we ever play? We have to play that clip. Oh, my gosh. You guys, can you look to see if we played that clip the other day? So, look, anyway, I'm going to get back to that. When I'm in China, I'm going to tell, here's what I know. This virus was developed there, probably bioweapon or whatever. And I heard a conspiracy theory that we developed it in Baltimore. It got stolen and taken to China. They weaponized it, et cetera. And you call it, look, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but here's what I do know. It started in Wuhan, China. You want to know how I know? That's where all the deaths started. See, I'm going to make it very simple for anybody out there going, oh, Kevin, you hate this. You do. When did you become anti-Chinese and xenophobic? Never. Never. One of my staffers is a Chinese national. He's a great guy. Edwin. He's one of the smartest guys I know. Entrepreneur here legally. Father came over, the whole deal. But not that I need to count my Chinese friends because I got a ton of them. But the point is, I have no issue with them. No issue with the government. I wouldn't want to live under an oppressive regime. That's the way I see it. But when I go to visit, I'm there to visit their country, play by their rules. I don't try to influence their citizens in any way. If they ask me a question and they don't, Kevin, how's it like in the United States? I mean, they don't publicly. They know what they can get away with. But I'll say, in the U.S., man, it's like this. We can do this. We can do that. But I know this thing originated in China. I know that the reason why these places where it's grown is because they have a Chinese population that went unchecked for whatever length of time. But I also don't put anything by them. I don't believe that the Chinese are really looking to solve this problem and help everybody else around the world and recognize it as their own problem. I think they're looking to take advantage of whatever the politics are. And the politics right now are the politics of the left, who have allowed them to say, this is not our virus, this is the United States' problem. When it's a very logical thing to say, well, if it's our problem, why did it start and grow in Wuhan province where you were trying to keep it contained? What American did that? None. So it bugs me. Bugs me a lot. So I want to go back to this this Korean film. And if we could find that clip, man, that would be great. Oh, okay. So I remember the reason why we didn't get the clip is it's translated. But it's a show on Netflix. It was back in 2018, and they are talking about the exact, forget this book Dean Koontz wrote that talked about this virus that was going to be released in 2020, which I find pretty prophetic to say the least. Look at what this Korean, it's like a soap opera, it's probably a TV series. They talk about this virus, how it was weaponized, excuse me, how it was meant to attack the lungs, and it had very specific things. It was made to have a high mortality rate, yada, yada, yada. They describe what people wanted us to believe about this virus because they were telling us the number of people who get it, they die fast, you know, and all this. It was worse than Ebola. And it got hyped up. It got so hyped up, I went over and started looking at the videos. I mean, I watched a person in a Chinese video that was in a surgical stuff, came out of a hospital, and literally just, bap, just fell right in the street. And it was not a mashup, but it was close to being a mashup where they show multiple people doing the same thing. I mean, just boom, dropping like flies. But here's what I'll tell you. what I've learned about all this is I'm kind of like Clarence Thomas. Get out of the news, because I don't even know that I can believe everything that I saw. How much of that was fabricated? How much of it was real? Don't know and may never know. The stats right now coming out of China, I'm going to talk about two regions of the world, China and Iran. China said, we're in control now, no more hospitals, we've got zero people getting it. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. In a few short weeks, something that was spreading like wildfire that takes 14 days to incubate, and now there's zero? If you tell me, Kevin, it's tapering off and we're on the other side of the bell curve, I'll go for that. My logic will apply there. But if you tell me we have zero cases, I'm going, I don't believe that. Zero cases and zero deaths is what they said. And Iran, who the official reports are in less than 2,000 deaths, I'm getting insider reports that say there are at least 14,000 people who've died from this virus in Iran. Doesn't surprise me. Not because that makes it a bigger number, because it's still a small number in comparison. There are millions and millions of people in Iran. So you would expect, if it's a pandemic of any type, it's going to kill thousands. But just the fact that they're underreporting is of interest to me. The other thing, and I wrote about this the other day, is there. I predicted this. I said there people are going to die from the flu. They're going to die from respiratory infections, pneumonias, whatever. All of it's going to be, it's the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. They're all going to be saying this. One of my friends is a doctor. He sent me an email. He says, Kevin, exactly true. That the way we're classifying, there's a system of classifications. We should be on 11, but we're on 10. He says the way they're classifying is they're going to overstate the number of deaths related to coronavirus. You could have died from kidney disease. I equated it to getting hit by a car, and they say, well, he died of coronavirus. Because even though he got hit by a car, well, he had the dreaded virus in his system.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Meow. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
There is other news happening in the world besides the quarantines and lockdowns here in America regarding the Chinese Wuhan virus and all of the hype surrounding it as it relates to so-called pandemics. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Part of that other news is the Royals. I love using not the Kansas City Royals, the baseball team, but the so-called Royals, the people who have royal blood, including those who marry into it, speaking specifically of Prince Harry and the Duchess of Dusenberry, I don't know, the Duchess of York, is that who she is? That would be Meghan Markle. TV star here in America, or TV actress, not a star, I wouldn't call her a star. And Meghan, who married the prince, she's a gold digger. She gave me money when I'm in need. Yeah, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Well, you finish it. Prince Harry detests Donald Trump. I have watched this guy, this kid, grow up. Big time friend of Barack Obama's. Has not even made an effort to visit with President Trump. And that's mostly because of his gold digger wife, Meghan Markle. Not my description of her, by the way. That's what her friends say about her. When I was researching Meghan Markle, when I used to watch the show Suits, I liked her in the role and didn't think much about it. But when she gained more popularity when she started dating Harry, it got me curious. So I went and looked at her past. And her friend said she had a spectacular boyfriend, a guy who doted on her, who would do anything for her. She dumped that dude so fast when she found an athlete type. She was a stone stepper. Anything to get across the lake. Anybody she could step on who could further her career. And I was shocked. I was like, you've got to be kidding. Nope. That's what she was about. And she would trade one dude in for the next dude. This dude, whoever could get her the best deal. And she finally traded up to the big leagues. She is now royalty. Her children will be declared to have royal blood. You all know somebody like this. Some woman who will do anything to get to that. I watch shows like Snapped and, you know, these women who kill and things like this. I'm telling you, I've seen these women at least, you know, depicted. And I know they exist, and I know a couple. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Harry's wife, Meghan, commented on Donald Trump's election, saying that she might stay in Canada, and her reason referenced Donald Trump's supposed misogyny, where he talked about grabbing women by the hoo-ha. In May of 2016, she was asked on a nightly show with Larry Wilmore how she thought about the momentum surrounding Trump could be stopped. And she said, it's really the moment that I go. We filmed Suits in Toronto, and I might just stay in Canada. I mean, come on. If that's really what we're talking about, come on. That's a game changer in terms of how we move in the world here. Now, this is a chick who gladly gave herself to different dudes who could help her career, who's criticizing Trump because he made the comment that when you're a billionaire or you're a very popular guy, women will let you do things to them that they may not ordinarily allow. That would be like saying there are women who might let you do things to them if you look like Brad Pitt than whether you look like Ernest Borgnine. Okay? Ernest Borgnine kind of dates me, so you millennials and Gen Xers might not know, Gen Zers may not know what I'm talking about, but go look him up. Interesting aside, Meghan Markle was all too happy to vote for the wife of a known rapist and philanderer, because only a fool would admit that Bill Clinton does not represent true misogyny. See, what they want you to believe is Trump is a misogynist, yet millions of people voted for the woman who is actually married to the misogynist, and millions of people voted for him. That's what I want you to understand here. Anyway, that now that Meghan and Harry are done in Canada, she's dragged her cuckold husband here to America. And it didn't take long, folks, for the Canadians to tire of these two former royals. Self-exiled British clowns, and now these two clowns wanted America to cover the bill for their security. Yeah, because Meghan wants to go try to make it in Hollyweird. Now, please allow me to speak on behalf of Americans when I tell these two that they can go have sex with themselves. Okay? You know what I'm saying? The president agreed with me, and he tweeted this. I'm a great friend and admirer of the Queen and the United Kingdom. It was reported that Harry and Meghan, who left the kingdom, would reside permanently in Canada. Now they have left Canada for the U.S. However, the U.S. will not pay for their security protection. They must pay. See, that's the difference between leadership and what we had before. Barack Obama would have footed this bill. I believe that in my heart of hearts. I believe Barack Obama would have said, yeah, I mean, come on, you know, we still got treatments, right? You know, I mean, come on now. Just another aside. I was looking some stuff up the other day. I don't even remember what it was about necessarily, but, and I was Googling through some, oh, you know what it is? I was looking for Obama when he said he wasn't prepared to be president. He wasn't ready. And you couldn't find it. And it was so refreshing to not have to look for him. I mean, when I was looking for him, I was like, you know, seeing all those old pictures and going, what an embarrassment. It was so refreshing that when I go to look for stuff these days, it's usually Trump. Anyway, just an aside. So the president said, we're not footing the bill, and it's a good reason. We don't need their money. I looked up how much money they were worth. And I'm just going to, so let me tell you right quick. Meghan Markle is said to be worth $5 million. I think that's a low number because she can go speak places and make $100,000 easy. She can make $1 million a year giving 10 speeches for $100,000. Appearance fees. I mean, she's no Candace Owens, but she's pretty popular. So there's that. She's also able to make movies. I mean, who wouldn't want to have the Duchess in their films now? And she can now demand a crazy amount of money. Now, no movies are being made, so yeah, sorry for on that one. But she's worth a Duchess of Sussex. Thank you. That's my producers. The Duchess of Sussex. So she's worth $5 million. I don't know whether that's the case, but that's still a lot of money. But let's go back to Harry. They said Harry's worth $40 million and it comes from the Diana Trust. And here's what it reads. When Diana and Charles divorced, he paid her a $24 million settlement. That's the same as around $40 million today after adjusting for inflation. After her death, the money was put in trust for William and Harry to inherit on their respective 30th birthdays. By the time they were both 30, the trust had appreciated to the point that each son ended up inheriting $40 million. Unfortunately for Harry, he will not benefit from the trust called the Duchy of Cornwall. In 1337, King Edward III established a trust to benefit the heir apparent to the British throne. Today, the Duchy owns $1 billion in a real estate portfolio that produces $20 to $30 million in income every year. As long as Queen Elizabeth is on the throne, Harry's father, Charles, is the beneficiary of the income. When Charles becomes king, William will become the beneficiary. But I will tell you this, it's still family money. So he's still got access to all of this. He's still going to be treated like a rock star. Do you think? I mean, people act like this is all going to go away just because they've self-advocated. Or self, you know, exiled or whatever. That he's got $40 million, she's got $5 million. They both have the ability to produce income that is in the millions every year, and they want us to pay. No wonder China might accept, but no wonder Canada said, "Get out of here. We don't need you." Here's my kind of comedic thought. If you're not good enough for the Canadians, why should you be coming here? Yeah, that was a stab at my Canadian friends. So anyway, the president said no. We're not paying for it. And people were concerned because you're kind of like, well, look, they are royals. Britain is our friend. Donald Trump was like, no. I respect the Queen. I respect the great people of the UK. But we're not footing the bill for your children. You can foot it yourself. So I don't know what they're going to do. I suspect the Queen, she's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, will probably provide private security that they are her grandchildren, so to speak. So Harry is anyway. So figure it out, Britain. It's not our problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.